Helen, if you can just tell me a little bit about your family background and living in this area. How far back does your farming history in this area go to?
Well, I only realised in later years that my grandfather just farmed just down the road here. You can actually see it from in my garden. So, well, he was born there. And my father's family are from Flash and Hollingsclough. And I can go farming generations, go back and back. So
your father's family, you say Hollingsclough and...
Hollingsclough and Flash, yeah.
Flash,
yeah.
And how have you traced that back? Is that by sort of oral memories?
Some of his uncles and aunties used to still live there and we used to go up for tea. You know, so I remember going up there.
So it's not just immediate family, it's extended
family.
Yeah. So what kind of farming were they doing? What's the kind of furthest you can go back in time about some of those memories? So what kind of things have they told you about?
Well, they've always had the cattle and the sheep, but I mean, they didn't keep many. You know, I mean, one of my dad's uncles, he used to just keep half a dozen cows. But when he died, his estate was vast. He owned no end of properties in the Flash area. And he never went anywhere, but he knew absolutely everything. Never had a TV, only knew from the radio. So it's quite bizarre, really. You know, market day was probably the event of the year sort of thing. Because, I mean, he didn't go that often. But he did sell corn from his back door.
So he had a few things going on. Mm,
but nothing vast, you know, not that you would think would make him a profitable living.
So he was like a more or less a subsistence farmer, but had a lot of land.
Yeah, he's got a lot of land. But, you know, they didn't have that many cattle or sheep because they really just didn't, did they?
If we go back a little bit, can you tell me a little bit about your dad's farming family when he was a child? What stuff did he tell you about? And can we place that in terms of chronology, date?
Well, when my dad was young, they farmed at Rayno. They moved from Wilberclough to Rayno. I mean, now, where the farm was is now Lamalode Reservoir. The farm is actually at the bottom of that. And his mum used to carry him to school. Literally, on her back. They moved from there to where our family moved to in Langley, which was kind because of the weather was quite harsh up there and it didn't suit Grandma's health, so they bought a farm that was relatively sheltered. And
so how high up were they? And this journey to school, this sounds amazing.
Well, it's near the Goyt Valley and then going to Rayno School, so it was quite a trek, wasn't it?
Yeah. So did they have a sort of small holding up there?
It was a farm. It was called Lamalode Farm.
And how big was it?
I don't know
the acreage of it.
Not really, no. Be virtually all moorland around there, wouldn't it? Because it's all quite barren, isn't it? Not, you know, like the Cheshire. I mean, when they moved to Pygree Farm, because I mean that's where I grew up. It was just beautiful, the ground, the soil. I mean, we even had our own. There was a watercourse that was so pure, it grew watercress, and my dad just used to gather bags of the watercress.
So is that running through limestone there then?
No, it'd be gritstone, wouldn't it? Because have you heard of Tegs Nose Country Park? Our ground went right up to there.
I did actually go there once.
Yeah.
So that's your dad's family.
That was my dad's family.
That's where he sort of started out. So what did your dad actually do then?
Well, he always worked on the farm.
So he worked, he left out with your mum and dad on the farm?
Yeah, with his mum and dad and his brother and his sisters. They all worked there. I mean, you know, the farm supported the whole family.
How many of them were there?
Five children.
And they all worked
on the farm. And then the girls, as they got a bit older, they thought perhaps they'd do a secretarial course. But the boys stayed and they farmed together till my dad retired and his brother retired. But we lived there when grandparents retired.
How did that sort of divide up around the family?
Well, the girls were sort of...
They wanted to go.
They went and they got married. Right. I mean, the farm when my dad and his brother bought it off grandparents, I mean, it was just a nominal fee.
Right. But when they took it on, what period are we talking about?
Well, when we left the farm in 1990, the family had been there for 70 years.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
So right before the Second World War. Did they ever talk to you about some of the massive changes that happened during the war and after?
Well, during the war, and when we left the house, there was a long corridor which went down to the front room, the best room, and there was a door with a pane of glass, and I can see the crack now, and that was when a bomb landed somewhere, and that was what it did. That was the only damage, but that crack was still in the glass, even when we left.
Goodness me. Did your dad? Your dad was, well, he's much too young, wasn't he?
He was in the Home Guard or something. Yeah. He's had some sort of, because I've got some badge somewhere that he did some sort of watch
Well, a lot
work.
Of farmers were doing that, yeah. weren't they? That was the work that they could do, but they were there to dig for England, weren't
That's
they?
That's really? Right, yeah.
So what were they producing there? You say they were self-sufficient in terms of feeding stock, but what about the other things that they were producing?
There was always a big orchard. We had lots of plums and apples, and you know, there was always, and we used to grow fields of potatoes as well. And, but we sold the potatoes on the milk round, and the eggs, of course, because we've got quite a lot of hens. And my dad didn't just sell milk. It used to take him so long to do the milk round because he'd be turning people's mattresses and taking Mrs. Jones's coal order to the coal man. And when he retired from the milk round, when he sold it, they had a big party in the village for him because he was just amazing. And he went 365 days a year. Christmas Day and Boxing Day, he always dressed up and he made his own costumes. He was Rupert Bear, he was the Mad Hatter. It was just amazing.
So your dad then, did he develop the milk round? Was he, or did,
no,
did his father did it?
Yeah.
Your grandparents did
yeah,
it?
Yeah, grandparents
so
started it
on. How many farmers were doing their own milk round at that time? That must have been quite a...
There was another one in the next village that used to do one, because he actually bought ours when we finished. So we did sort of two villages and all the outlying farms, because obviously by the latter end, the outlying farms were bought by business people.
This is really amazing, this enterprise. How common was that, actually, that you'd have a farm, a mixed farm like that, like your dad's, and like you said, there was another farm in the next village. Which village was that?
Well, it was Langley and Sutton.
Would have a farm that was supplying the village with milk. Was that a kind of a feature of this area?
Well, the other farmer, I think he bought his milk in. But we did everything. Our milk was bottled and produced on the farm.
Quite often, you know, people have got a picture of farmers generally, particularly in these quite remote landscapes, of it being a lonely and isolated thing, but it sounds like your dad was absolutely at the heart of the community.
Oh, he was. Yeah. I mean, before we had the vans, we had Toby, the horse, and if he was too long at one place, Toby used to know when the next slice of bread was, and he would go on his own. And woe betide my dad if he was in a house and it thundered, because Toby would go home.
So your dad was taking that on for your grandparents?
Yes.
And they did that for how long?
I don't know when this... I don't really know when they started it.
Because when they'd have been doing it, they'd have been the milk marketing board, wouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, the milk marketing board was still there. I can remember that. But my mum's parents, they farmed in Macclesfield. Well, they farmed in Sutton and then they went to Macclesfield and they had a big milk round in Macclesfield. But they used to go round with the... You know, when people used to... get the milk out and
out of the churn and then pour it straight into people who bring the jugs or containers to put the milk in.
Yeah, because that's how Mum started. She used to go around with my grandfather and
doing that.
Yeah.
What kind of cows did your dad keep?
Oh, we were always British Friesians.
Always Friesians.
Always. Right. Closed herd.
Yeah.
If we ever bought anything in, it died.
Really?
Yeah. Never ever had TB. I can remember foot and mouth when I was in the 60s going to school with the straw at the end of the lane. With all the disinfectant, putting your boots and changing your boots.
Yeah.
And that was awful.
So going back to your grandparents, did they keep Friesians as well? That was part of this sort of the beginnings of intensification, wasn't it? Because before that you'd get herds of Ayrshires.
Yeah. He had red and white Friesians though as well.
Right.
So we had some red and white Friesians because people used to say, well, you've got some Ayrshires. No, we haven't. They're all British Friesians. Because, I mean, the British Friesians are smaller.
Right, but not like the Holsteins.
No, and the longevity of it is, you know, they can go on for years.
I guess they'd be much stronger cattle.
Oh, they are, yeah, they're so hardy. I mean, our young stock were never housed. We'd got some ground that was in the village. And it was, I mean, one winter we had a really bad blizzard. Because we had to get the Land Rover out, go and find the cows. And they were absolutely fine because they'd gone down into a ravine near the river. There wasn't even any snow down there. They were under the trees. They were absolutely fine. But they always made a big coat. I mean, the Holsteins couldn't even produce a big coat, could they? Because they're not, you know, they're not
well,
made
for that.
The
frames are so enormous, but they look so delicate, don't they? So we sort of go back to all these things that were going on your farm. What was the acreage of the farm that you grew up on?
50 acres.
Quite big then, really.
Yeah,
pretty big.
Yeah, it was pretty big. But it was enough because we did everything. Yeah, I mean, we had sheep. We didn't have a lot. A large flock. It was 30, 40.
What sheep were they? What breeds did
well,
you
Well, we
have
used to buy them actually from Chatsworth. So they were the mules, aren't they? So yeah. they're cross with
they're
a Gritstone.
They're a mix with Border Leicesters or something, aren't they?
Yeah.
So it gives them the sort of height and the...
But we always put a Suffolk chub onto ours.
Right.
So we had these lop-eared.
Yeah.
You have to grow in your skin lambs.
But in the early days, and who was working on the farm? Because there's an awful lot to do there, wasn't it, with the milk round?
Well, when grandparents retired, it was because we moved to the farm. Mum, Dad and my Uncle Norman. I mean, Mum used to do all the bottling of the milk, and then when Dad came back after lunch, she'd wash all the bottles and she'd feed the hens and she'd weigh potatoes up. And he used to sell cigarettes as well, so she had to go down to Macclesfield and to the wholesalers and get those. And
yeah.
On wet days, it was awful on the milk round because you'd go with the milk and then they'd see you. Can I have 5 pounds of potatoes? So you'd go back. Then you'd get, can I have half a dozen eggs? Go back. Oh, have you got 20 cigarettes? You're getting wetter and wetter.
Oh, no. So you had a few goes at doing that,
oh,
did
yeah,
you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I worked with my dad for about, I don't know, 12 months or so. And I used to work at weekends as well, just to give Mum a break, really.
So it was like, we're open all hours.
Oh, yeah,
what an amazing thing to be doing for a community, really.
Oh, yes. You know, it was, you just did it.
And that milk, was it separated at all, or did you just, you were selling it all?
It just went full through cream. The, it was full cream, it just went straight through the cooler, you know, the old-fashioned milk, really, the water used to run, circulate through. I mean, we were very lucky because we'd got a natural spring, so water wasn't a problem, and we'd got in-churn coolers, which was just water. Mum just had this wooden dairy, but I mean, we never, ever had anything rejected, because they used to just come and spot-check you, when Dad was out on the round, just take a bottle and then sample it. But we never, ever had any problems, never, ever had TB. It was quite sad when it went, really.
Yeah. So the cows, you said they were out all year round?
No, just the young
just,
stock.
Just
oh, no,
young
no,
stock.
No.
No, they were in for, what, for 6 months or longer, probably. It's higher up, isn't it?
No, probably not as high up. They wouldn't be in as long as here. When our cows were housed in the winter, because we'd got they were tied by the neck.
Yeah.
We used to, especially when it was really cold, my dad used to put something in the peep holes, you know, where he lifted the latch up.
Yeah.
You couldn't have drafts in the cows. It was just like a sauna. You know, it was used to steam.
I mean, how old was your farm buildings?
Our farm was 1400 and something.
Really?
My only regret is never going up into the loft and seeing the crook frame. There were big bolts going right the way through.
Goodness,
tie bars, weren't they?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
So that was the barn, and how old was the house?
No,
that was the house.
That was the house, yeah.
So you lived in that beautiful house for how long?
Well, till I got married. So we went there when I was 10, I think.
But you'd known that house all your
life. Oh, yeah, because it was my grandparents.
Yeah. And your dad and your brother were partners?
My dad and his brother.
Your dad and his brother, yeah. So they shared all the work, and where did your uncle live?
He lived in the village.
Right.
He was the eldest brother, really. He should have gone to the farm, but his wife didn't want to, so...
So talk me through what their working day was like, because it's an enormous day, isn't it? There's a huge amount of things to be doing.
Well, I mean, they didn't get up that early. 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And then go and get the cows in and then milk. Dad would come in, he'd leave his brother to milk. Mum would go, as soon as there was some milk ready, she would go down and start. And then she'd do all the bottling and then come up and cook a breakfast for everybody. Then she'd go and do all the hens and just... She was just working all the time. And then, at the same time, she'd got her dad and his farm at Wilbur Clough, because her mum had died, and she'd got some brothers there, so she used to do all their washing. She used to go up and clean for them. It was just...
What a graft are your mum?
She's still living. She's 91 last week.
Really?
She's amazing. She's doing for people all the time. She goes to church and chapel, and when it's harvest time, I'll say, what have you been doing today, Mum? Well, we've been taking parcels out to the old folks.
That's what my mum used to say in her 80s.
They're probably all younger than mum, aren't they?
So she's 90, still 91. Going, and she did all that work.
She did all
those
work.
Years.
She doesn't ail at all. Dad had to retire because his hips weren't, because he just worked himself to death. But even when he retired, he retired from that huge house to a huge bungalow, and he was working all the time. Then they moved to a little barn in Ipstones, and you can see remnants of him now, because he was making signs for, there's a road where nobody knew where it was, and so he made a sign, and then there's another place that nobody knew where that was, so he made a sign for that. And the churchyard, if they they're still there actually, the watering cans, the lids, the handles had come off, so he'd fabricate a handle, and he was always doing.
I mean, you'd have to be, wouldn't you, to kind of keep a business going like that, that's got so many elements to it, like from production all the way through to packaging, through to sales, to keeping the accounts. That is, not many people can say that anymore, can they?
No. I mean, my dad's brother used to do all the accounts.
Right.
He sorted all that out.
That's good. So can you talk to me about them? You've mentioned it before, just want to get my head clear about this. So what things have you grown there? You said kale and...
Kale and the turnips, you know, the mangels, as they used to call them, didn't they? And potatoes, probably carrots, you know, or any root vegetables, really, I would have thought.
And that was for sale?
That was for sale and for themselves and for the animals.
Did they grow any grains at all? Not...
No.
No, so
no, and I can never ever remember them. But I mean, they did all their own silaging, hay making. I mean, now they've got these big wagons that collect the grass, and people think it's a new thing. But I mean, when we went to our farm sale in 1990, there was one of those there, a Deutsche Farm one. It wasn't as elaborate as they've got now. It had sort of got a rope top on it or something. But it was ideal for me. Dad used to come back from the milk round, he'd go and mow, and then perhaps he'd go and pick up a bit, and then they'd do the milking, and then they'd go back and do some more. And he did old time dancing as well.
Oh, God. Going back to, you know, some of the big changes in agriculture, obviously production got very much more intensive, didn't it? Well, if we start at the end of actually dealing with the cattle and milking them, how many cows did they have?
We probably got up to about 50 something, possibly.
It's 50, quite a lot, 60. Isn't it? And at that stage, they'd obviously got all their own machine milking going through to
To the bulk tank.
To the bulk tank.
Yes, it was, we had the pipeline put in. I can remember that going in.
Do you know when that went in?
I can't remember, but I wouldn't be that old because I used to do swinging over the top.
Oh, right, okay.
I can remember doing that.
But before that, did they talk about hand milking the slot or just using the little clusters? And
I can't remember that.
No.
I can remember when the electricity went off, we used to get the tractor and put the a belt so that it would run the motor.
Right.
So you could keep going.
Can you talk me through, just describe your farm to me?
Well, the farm was...
Everything you remember about the beauty of it, what was there, what was growing there, what was flying around, what was it like?
The farm was sort of on a hillside, but it was in a valley, but the farm sort of was... The house was at the top of the yard... And all around us, we've got coppices, woods, streams, you know, it was idyllic, really. As it went right, there was a footpath that went right over to Macclesfield, to the golf links. But it was dry ground, it was not like round here, when you're just wading through bogs. We just had so many wildflowers all the time, you know, there was always something growing. Birds, kingfishers,
on the streams.
Yeah, because I mean, where the streams were, you'd got the woods. It was very secluded. I mean, we'd got badger sets up on the top, but I mean, the badgers weren't a problem. They haven't got TB because we never had any problems.
Did your dad, mum and dad, sell up then?
Yeah, they sold up.
When was that?
That was in 1990.
1990, when they were still so they worked the farm right up until they sold it.
Yeah.
That must have been a sad day.
It was a very sad day. I mean, it was... The worst part was the animals going. You know, when the cattle wagons go and you get up next morning, it's deathly. It's like here when mine went, it was awful. Absolutely awful. But if you can't do it, you can't... I mean, it's like my dad, he was killing himself because his hips were so bad.
How old was he then?
64. One hip was completely gone. So he got to have an operation. His brother was, he'd got an ulcer. So my son was too young. He was too young to take it on. My brother, he was in London.
Off doing
high flying.
Yes, yeah.
So obviously he didn't, you know, so it just went. Mm-hmm. And as I said to you when you first came this morning, all the generations, and it's so sad to think that there's, and we are a big family, you know, an extended family. There is nobody farming at all.